Hey guys, welcome to the Lazy Boy Podcast, where we're here to talk about anything from gaming to entertainment news. And I'm here with my co-host, Brandon.
What's up?
Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Brandon, and that's it.
Yeah, and I'm Carlton, and we're pretty much just here to try to have fun and just talk about shit we already talk about. So let's get started.
Like, why not talk about it with other people? Or like where other
people
can hear us.
So people can hear it. Yeah.
I think conversations are pretty interesting.
For real.
Yeah, fucking our drives sometimes.
Yeah. Especially on those long drives.
Sunday? It was a Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah. On Sunday it was his birthday, so we went to sort of Cali. We went all the way to Santa Cruz from San Francisco.
Yeah.
And then we went to San Jose. But yeah,
we were on the beach side too. Yeah. So the coast is beautiful.
Well, I couldn't see anything because I'm driving.
Oh yeah,
someone doesn't know how to drive.
You're looking at the road.
Someone doesn't know how to drive.
Damn, he's roasting me, guys. Cancel him.
Okay. Our first topic, Carlton.
Yeah. So today it's the anniversary of Paul Walker's death. And it's crazy. It's been 7 years since he died.
Yeah. Wait, what happened?
Oh, nothing. I was just wondering, how'd you find out about his death?
Honestly, I'm trying to remember, but like, I think it was my sister that told me. Cause she was obsessed with him. She would always say that was her dad. She would say that. I was like,
do you remember like where exactly she told you?
It's probably at home, honestly, at my house.
I think I remember, like, we were in seventh grade when. Yes, we were in seventh grade because I remember I had an art class, and then I think some girl was talking about it.
Was she crying?
Yeah, I don't remember. But I just remember talking about it, or that's the memory I have from it, just from art class. And I just remember that was his death. And I didn't really know much about Paul Walker. I mean, I watched the
Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah, the Fast and Furious movie, but I didn't really like pay attention to him. But yeah, it was memories.
Yeah. So.
I mean, so Brandon, what would you consider your favorite Fast and Furious movie?
Okay, so it's in the Fast and Furious franchise, but like it's connected to Fast and Furious, but like it's not really it's not called Fast and Furious. It's the Hobbs and Shaw one. I like that one.
Oh, Hobbs and Shaw. Oh yeah, that was a pretty good one.
Yeah, I like that one. Cuz you know how
me and Brandon watched it in the movie theaters together
when it came out. Oh, really? We're like a little cute couple.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we go on dates and everything.
Sorry, I'm taken.
But,
you know, it says the Fast and Furious franchise presents Hobbs and Shaw. So that's like
yeah.
Yeah. But you know what I don't understand?
So what?
Like, wait, what was your favorite? Before we continue, what was your favorite movie?
Yeah, I think I would consider Hobbs and Shaw my favorite one, too, because of just the dynamic duo between Dwayne The Rock Johnson and what's the other
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham, yeah.
That guy's fucking.
They're just calling each other the C word.
That was funny. And then Kevin Hart, like in the middle, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kevin Hart had a little cameo in it.
Kevin Hart was in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been out for like a year.
No, more than a year.
Right? Oh, yeah. More than a year. Yeah. A year and like a little bit.
Yeah.
Like 3 months.
So, spoiler.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Kevin Hart was in it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So it was what I was saying was like. Like, I really don't understand how the Fast and Furious movies are connected. Because, like, I haven't watched all of them. So, I really don't understand. Because, on my TV, because, you know, I play, there's like this one channel that just plays movies in Spanish. Because, you know, my family's Hispanic. So, I don't know what movie it was. But they were both in jail. Like, so, I'm really confused. They were both
in jail.
Yeah, they were both in jail.
Who? Are you talking about The Rock and Jason Statham?
Yeah, they were both in jail.
Yeah.
So
to be honest,
I really don't know.
I did not watch all of his Fast and Furious movies. I only watched like the later ones. I think like
I only watched
six
the first
was
ones.
When like six was like six or seven was like when I started watching Fast and Furious.
I think the only ones I've watched is first one, second one. Second one's Tokyo Drift, right? I've watched Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, I think that was
Fuck, which one?
Oh, no, that's
Hobbs and Shaw.
Four, I
think. That counts.
Well, that's like the last latest one they've done so far.
Yeah, and I think a little bit of seven. I think a little bit of seven, and then that's it. That's all I've watched.
But apparently, there's two that's in the works right now.
I heard about that.
Yeah, but one of them's called F9.
Has it really been the same without Paul Walker?
True.
Storylines,
I don't know. The storyline's just not what it was.
Yeah, dude, he went from drifting cars to, saving, the world.
To doing the impossible, pretty much. Like stuff you wouldn't see regularly. Like, if you, ram your car, you're literally gonna die most of the time.
So I don't drive manual, obviously. I drive automatic because I don't know how to drive manual. Yeah. And I don't have a manual car. But I feel like, I'm not sure, but I feel like, you know how you have to change gears? You have to press on the clutch and change gears?
Yeah.
I feel like they do that way too much in Fast and Furious to make it look cool. True. I mean, it does look cool, but I feel like they do it too much.
And they add so much, the smoke coming from the back of the engine to make it so, dramatic and tense. Yeah. And the chase scenes, bro.
I mean, they make it look cool either way.
True. But, yeah. So, Paul Walker, still R.I.P.,
yeah, and rest in peace.
And every time I listen to When I See You Again with Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth,
and then you see the music video of Vin Diesel.
Yeah,
but when was his death? Like 2 days ago?
Like 7 years ago.
No, like his anniversary, or not anniversary, but like. Like the day he was it 2 days ago? Like his anniversary.
Oh yeah, it was on November 30th, 2013. He died at yesterday. Valencia, Santa Clarita. He died speeding 100 miles per hour.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know.
He went too fast. So
on a freeway or just a regular street.
Let's see, I'm pulling up the report, or from what the report says, I'm pretty sure he was to be honest, I don't remember.
Yeah, this was hella long ago.
Yeah, it's been a while, but yeah, still sad to see. But RIP.
Yeah, so talking about deaths, Juice WRLD is about to come up. I still can't believe it's been 1 year since he died. Well, it's about to be 1 year since he died.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I felt like it was 6 months ago or 5 months ago, but it's already about to be a year.
That's crazy, because I remember I have one friend who was really into Juice WRLD, and he it really broke him when he found out Juice WRLD was dead, because he was taking from the store accounts, he was the plane was going to be seized by the FBI, and but there are also conspiracy theories about what happened, but it's just sad to hear about.
There was conspiracy theories? What kind? He was just faking his
death? I heard of conspiracy theories that, not faking his death, but there's a conspiracy theory that his girlfriend set him up, and she was the one who called the feds on him, and she, when Juice WRLD heard he was being searched, Juice WRLD tried to told her to try to hide the drugs, but then she denied it, or she not denied it, but she didn't allow it, and happened, and when she locked herself in the bathroom and didn't come out until the end. But that was just all a conspiracy theory, so I'm not sure.
We'll never know. What's the report coming out?
It's still crazy.
So, what was your favorite song from Juice WRLD?
to be honest, my favorite one was with the NBA YoungBoy called Bandit. And bro, the beat goes hard, the lyrics, everything, even the video.
I've never watched the Bandit video. I'm still trying to remember what song that was too. Like,
I think it was on Lyrical Lemonade. Yeah, it was on Lyrical Lemonade. It was directed by Cole Bennett.
Okay, well, that's hella details to know.
Yeah, because I've watched it like over 10 times, man. I remember. And Lyrical Lemonade is like a specific,
Wait, what happened?
A Lyrical Lemonade is like a specific channel. Oh. And it's like, it's really like big.
Vevo? I don't know how to say it. Vevo?
Is it like Vivo? That?
Vevo.
No. It's like a, it's kind of like, What is Lyrical Lemonade? It's like Genius. Kind of like Genius.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
But
I
feel like his biggest song was Lucid Dreams.
What were your favorite songs?
Oh, my favorite song
Lucid
was...
Lucid Dreams.
Yeah, his Lucid biggest Dream? Song was definitely Lucid Dreams.
Yeah. That's like the one who blew him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the song that really like blew him up and put his fame into stardom.
So I think my favorite song was probably... Wasted.
Yeah.
That Lil Uzi in it, like, I mean, I don't really listen to Lil Uzi that much. I listened to his one of his albums, so like, that came out recently.
Wait, Lil Uzi?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Lil Uzi's not my type of music.
But yeah, Wasted.
But I mean, there are a couple songs I like. If you play it, I won't like stop it. But other than that, like, I won't go out of my way to listen to Lil Uzi Vert.
I tried listening to him. It's like I guess I can listen to him, but it's like it doesn't get me hyped. I guess it's just like a song I would like work to.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't get me hyped. Like you said, I wouldn't like go out of my way to like listen to it. Like if it's on, I won't skip it.
Yeah. But speaking on deaths, bro, the amount of deaths, like rapper deaths, we had in 2020, bro.
Like celebrities and COVID? Is that what you mean? Like
celebrities in general and just people you know. Or not, I don't know them personally, but like people you just see on the internet. Like first it was Kobe who really set it all off, and that just kind of broke me as I'm a Kobe fan. And to hearing his daughter in the
dude, that's actually
whole
sad.
Situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad world. And then I think Pop Smoke was the one after that too. He got shot in a home robbery invasion.
That's what happened.
Yeah, I think it was a home robbery invasion.
Dude,
like five gunmen or like, cause he like accidentally leaked his address.
Oh.
And they just came through. And yeah.
Oh, 2020 is about to come to an end. Hopefully everything that's bad is coming to an end. Because actually really horrible things have been happening.
For real. We kind of just want this time to get over with.
But hopefully 2020
it also serves as a lesson too. True. It serves as a lesson that just kind of live your life. Man.
Alright, so if you want to stop being serious, we can move on to the Jake Paul and Nate Robinson fight.
The bro, memes did you that see came the out? Fight?
Oh my god.
Bro, there was Twitter went had a field day.
Yeah, I just hopped on Twitter after like I didn't know when it ended, so I just hopped on Twitter. I see so many memes of him just knocked out.
Bro, which one was your favorite meme?
It was probably the Among Us one, the one that he's downed.
Oh yeah, that was a pretty good one. The one that I really like was right when Nate Robinson was about to get knocked out, it said something about like, make sure you go like and subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Oh, no, Jake Paul.
Hit the notification bell.
Yeah.
Something like that. And that's just, to me, was the best one. Because that's literally what all the most YouTubers say nowadays.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That was funny.
But yeah, Twitter and Instagram had a field day. It's crazy, bro. And that was also the night of Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. fight, too.
I didn't watch that. I was the only
I didn't watch any of it, but...
Yeah. It wasn't in the title. It was a tie, right?
Yeah, it was a tie.
But... So, I mean, I really don't like Jake Paul, but I feel like Nate Robinson is the one that called him out. So, like, I feel like he got what he, like, deserved. But he kind of... He really embarrassed himself.
He really embarrassed the whole NBA family, bro.
I thought he was going to go all in.
True. But he barely had any time to practice.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah, like, same with you. Like,
Jake Paul's fighting people that like have had no training.
So, true.
Yeah.
Like, he fought Deji.
Yeah.
And then Deji, I think I heard almost beat, or from what I remember, almost
he
beat
him.
He
got him really bloody.
Oh, bloody, but I just remember Jake Paul won.
So, it's called, I don't know anything about boxing, but I feel like you should go up against KSI. Like, I like watching the KSI.
Someone in his caliber?
Yeah, I feel like KSI would wreck him, though. He's had way more training. He's fought his brother, who looks to be, like, way better than him.
Yeah, how tall is Deji? Oh, not Deji,
KSI?
What is KSI? Yeah, how tall is he?
I have no idea, honestly. I just know he was taller than... Wait, no, I think Logan was taller than him.
KSI is 6 foot. So, yeah, he's like around the same with Jake Paul. Yeah. And same height as Jake Paul. But like Nate Robinson was not going to win that fight.
Yeah, he was way shorter than him, wasn't he? Like,
he was way shorter. His wingspan. Yeah, his wingspan, his reach. Literally everything was going against Nate Robinson. So, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But at least we had a field day with it.
Yeah. That was funny, dude. I'm not gonna lie. I liked watching him get... I didn't like watching him, but, like, I kept watching him get knocked out.
Yeah.
It was, I wasn't expecting that to happen, honestly.
True. And literally, Twitter was... just got their mind blown when they saw that...
You were saying
Nate Robinson got knocked out.
He
really got embarrassed.
Yeah.
Bro, literally the whole... Like NBA players were tweeting that they're going to send someone else to...
Did you see Curry? He was like... He's like... what did Nate Robinson
Nate Robinson was like, I'm going to shock the world.
Oh, yeah, and then he's like, I see no lies.
Yeah, I see no lies, bro. Come on, Curry. You did not have to do him like that.
Yeah. I've been really close to a Warriors player.
Yeah, me too. I've met a couple.
Because I used to work at Chase Center at, the Warriors Stadium. I was right there.
What were you at Chase Center? What did you do?
I was literally just... I was with a program.
Like a food worker attendant?
Yeah, I was like a food... I was with the program. I, like, hired young people. And then they would work at, like, an Oracle Park and Chase Center. So, the Giants Stadium and the Warriors Stadium. And then we would, at Chase... I wouldn't make food. I would just, like, help around, like, the kitchen or whatever stand I was at. I would just help around. But then I would also, like,
have to clean your tongue?
It was all right. It was kind of toxic, but
I would also, like... Is it because of the people?
Yeah, the people made it toxic. Not like the workers from my program, but, like, the actual people that worked there.
Like, the people who like, not be at part of the program.
Yeah, it was toxic. I would also like clean the condiment tables and stuff. So that's how I was really close to I forgot who. I really don't know who it was.
Yeah, I don't remember who. I remember you telling me, but I just forgot who it was. It's been so
Clay
long
Thompson.
Since you've worked.
Clay Thompson.
Clay Thompson. Yeah.
Because
it's sad.
He was injured or something during that time. I think that's why. So he was just doing an interview like right next to me. On a little stand, and then.
Bro, did you hear that Klay Thompson recently re-injured his right side of Achilles, so now he's out for the 2021 season.
Carlton, I don't think you know this, but I don't know anything about basketball.
True. Yeah, I'm a big Warriors fan, so. That's why not even just a Warriors. I mean, I'm a Warriors fan, but I also pay attention to the NBA and the sports
in general.
Yeah, so that's why like I keep up to date with like the injuries, like everything. Yeah. But yeah, I've been close to a couple NBA plays too, because I, like, for one time, I got to sit, like, courtside, like, pregame, and I got to watch them play. Yeah.
Wait, did you, like, get to meet them, or you just, like, they were just there?
Not that. I think I just saw them, like, really up close. It was the Warriors, and this is when the Warriors, pretty much the whole starters were...
Oh, wait.
Or most of the starters were out. Like, I think it was only, like, Draymond who was, like, the person. Who, and even then, he wasn't doing much. But, yeah, it was against the Magic. And I saw Vucevic, Nikola Vucevic, right in front of me.
Probably famous.
D'Angelo Russell, Kai Bowman, other players. But, yeah, it was a nice experience.
I've gotten to, so at like the Giants Stadium, there was a rule where you can't talk to any of them, like any of the players, or else you would get kicked out from working. So I think I saw Evan Longoria, like right, like not close to me, like he was like pretty, like a pretty good distance, but like, cause it was like in the, so there's like, not tunnels, but like it's like a first floor, that's where all the workers would travel from to get to like across the stadium. And then there was a little section.
So pretty much like a...
Yeah, there was a little section from the locker room to like the bullpen. And then that's where like I saw him walking. And you obviously have to wait for them to walk through before you can continue. Yeah.
Because they have the right of ways.
Yeah, but like I wasn't near that spot. I was like going towards it to get to like the... where I would get my shirt to like if I would be working at a stand and stuff. But yeah, I remember the first day I was there though, or was it no the first week first week I think like the third day of working there, there was these two guys that like I was, because I was working at this little curly fries or just like garlic fries spot, and then this guy, like the head chef, was telling me to do it one way. And then the other guy was telling me to do it the other way. So I was kind of confused on how to do it. But I was just doing it the way the head chef was telling me to do it. Because, you know, he's the head chef. And then the two guys started arguing. literally right in front of me. So I was just, like, looking away.
Dang, they're beefing.
Yeah, I don't think they liked each other before, like, the season even started. Because they probably knew each other before the season started. So
yeah.
I don't think they... This yeah, they was... That was... it wasn't toxic, but, like, that one day was just, it was just, like, crazy. Yeah, it was funny, though. Yeah. Kinda.
Yeah, we've had a lot of great experiences, just being around, like, sports and stuff.
Yeah.
And all that.
I have hella stories.
For real, yeah. Well, we'll get into it another time.
Yeah. All right, so...
I'll say, speaking of just... What we like to do, we are personally like
gamers.
To play games.
Yeah, we're
gamers.
If you don't like that,
we don't classify as gamers, but we do play games, which I mean, I guess is the term for
RGB game. Keyboard and my RGB mouse. I'm not a gamer. I just like lights. I don't play as much video games as I used to. I stopped.
True.
I've only played.
Yeah, I used to play like a bunch of games, but I think I just went through my phase, and now I'm just playing. I only play with my friends now at this point. I don't really play with others.
Yeah, I really don't have the time to like play video games like all the time.
Yeah. I mean, our priorities are just different now. When we were a kid, we have all the time.
Like seventh grade, me and you used to play Minecraft all the time. Sixth grade, like every time.
Yeah, Minecraft.
Straight from home, we'd play get on Minecraft.
Yeah, we play Ballistic Overkill.
Yeah, Ballistic Overkill. I don't know if any of you guys know that game.
Uber Strike.
That was like sixth grade, right?
Yeah, that was like sixth grade.
And then like they shut it down.
Yeah. But there were that does bring back memories.
Yeah.
But yeah, so speaking of the other game, our favorite game, or one of our favorite games right now, is Rainbow Six Siege, and they just dropped a new update, which is for and they're including a new operator called Aruni.
Aruni?
And yeah, Aruni. I think she's a shield defender, and her pretty much gadget is pretty much putting like a like a laser down through a certain area, and so, pretty much stops like incoming projectiles,
yeah, so like
but drones, not like bullets. Right? Yeah, drone anything, but not bullets.
Isn't that like what?
Like Jaeger?
Yeah, like Jaeger. But like Jaeger can't like stop Jaeger. Drones.
Yeah, Jaeger cannot stop drones. What else?
I think I'm looking at the patch notes right now. They're fixing Chalet. They fixed the ability to use a shield to vault to the counter in the piano room on Chalet. I don't remember.
They also fixed Skyscraper too.
They're fixing Skyscraper.
Yeah, they fixed Skyscraper.
They're changing the fuser pickup. The fuser pickup interaction that was introduced during the 3.3 update has been deactivated. The fuser prompt will be available later on in season 4. Auto pickup when walking over the fuser is still active. So I don't know what that means. I don't remember.
They also
3.3, but yeah, something.
You
happened.
Know, Echo's camera.
Echo.
Now, you can, before it was invisible. When you put it like in a place, but now
invisible,
you can
like,
see it.
If you, yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that obvious.
Yeah.
So it helped like when you were like trying to plant by door, when enemies were trying to plant, you can like beam them away even because they don't see it, but now it makes it obvious. So.
But the update size for this new.
Yeah, I heard it was because they're trying to make the whole game smaller. So that's why they made it so big.
It doesn't seem like they're trying to make it smaller, but okay.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Right, so, I mean, I think that's about it.
That's about it. So that was a good almost 30 minutes. Oh, almost 30. It's 26, but.
Yeah, almost. Wait. But, yeah, so this is just a new thing we're trying out.
Yeah.
We might stick with it. We might not. We'll see where we go from here.
We'll probably do like 10 episodes and see where that takes us.
Yeah.
I think this is a pretty good
right
one.
Now.
I mean, I was interested in the talks, you know?
Yeah, it was really interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, these are like the type of conversations we even have like just on the
daily. Trailer, yeah.
Yeah, but we decided to put it in a podcast form now, so everyone can hear it. Hear our banter and our and just the stuff we say.
The way we came up with the idea was funny, but
yeah.
We'll talk about that like the second episode. Probably.
Yeah,
next episode.
Or sometime in the future.
We'll have a story time next episode.
Yeah. All right, so this has been the Lazy Boy Podcast, and I'm Carlton.
I'm Brandon.
And
adios.
Adios.